And good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is time now for our Capital Call. And boy, we are packed in like sardines today, but that is okay. We are going to have ourselves a little bit of fun. And first of all, we have Judd Strom. How you doing there, young man?
Morning.
All right. And we have Senator Daniels, of course.
Notice he didn't call me young lady.
Oh, my.
Yes, I'm here, Tom. Good to be here.
All righty. You got a stranger between you and Wendy.
I am not a stranger to Bartlesville.
No, you're not. Lieutenant Governor, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All righty. And Wendy Stearman, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Glad to be here.
All right. Great. Well, it looks like we've got the gang all here. We're going to try to get everybody in a shot here. First of all, Lieutenant Governor, thank you for being with us here today on our Capital Call brought to you by Phillips 66. You got a busy schedule here in Bartlesville. You're really making the rounds today, aren't you?
We are, absolutely. So I'll be at Friday Financial Forum this morning, which I've spoken to, for the last 10 to 15 years probably. Love it. And going over to Career Tech after that. Have a lunch meeting. And then we have a 2 o'clock meeting over at where the new kind of the tourism office is going to be with Maria Gus and kind of the tourism industry in the city.
You and Maria kind of got this thing going, clicking pretty good here as far as tourism is concerned. Yeah. You know, this little thing called the movie ain't hurting, is it?
No, it is not hurting. that it certainly is bringing a lot of economic development to Pawhuska, to this area of our state. When we talk about show business and movies, we focus way too much on the show part, not enough on the business
part. There's a lot of business going
on
in Bartlesville.
And we like to see that growth in the job market when it comes to our film and music office. We have to make sure, though, that there's a return on the investment.
Got it.
And that is what all of us down at the state capitol are making sure that we're doing. We want the industry, but we want to make sure that we're getting a return on that investment, and it actually is creating permanent jobs in the state of Oklahoma.
Very, very good. Well, we've been wrapping up a week down at the session at the city, as they say. Senator, how are things going in the Senate?
Things are going well. It's really down to the budget now. We have a little legislation still floating out there, those of us doing conference committees trying to get agreement with our House counterparts. But mainly now we're down to waiting to see what happens with the budget negotiations. Some bills that have to do with money have sort of been captured into the budget discussion, which is not unusual. So for some of us, it's getting more of a waiting game, unless you happen to have an agency that you need to draft a bill that has something to do with their budget. But to follow up with Lieutenant Governor, you still chair the Tourism Commission, right?
We do,
yes.
Yeah.
And so John B. Kane of Bartlesville was voted out of the Business Committee in the Senate yesterday to be on the Tourism Commission. I would imagine the Senate will vote to confirm him probably on Monday, because we're working pretty quickly through all the governor's executive nominations. So welcome, John B., to the Tourism Commission, and thank my good buddy Mike Wilt for the 6 years that he served.
Absolutely.
We have a governor who likes to give lots of people opportunities to be on boards and commissions, so it is not unusual for him to have someone serve 1 year and then give the opportunity to someone else. So we'll welcome John B. Kane to tourism.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Wendy, how's your week been going? Busy, no doubt.
Yes, good. Yeah, I agree with Julie. A lot of it, as far as I'm concerned, is a waiting game and seeing what negotiations are happening with the budget. And so I'm kind of just watching that happen. We have had some legislation come through again. The governor has signed several good ones, like, you know, the 2A sanctuary is everyone's favorite. I'm glad he signed that. And I'm mostly excited this week that he has ended the state of emergency, because that was a long time coming.
Ooh, yeah.
So I was thrilled to see that.
And Judd, you know, we're going to get to that here in a second, but I made mention to the Lieutenant Governor that the last time I saw you two guys together, we were out trying to figure out how to play cricket.
Remember that?
at the cricket pitch.
Cricket out, absolutely. Great pitch, by the way.
Yes,
or chunk or lob. I don't remember what it was.
Did you throw it right into the ground?
That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah.
You're supposed to.
There's a willy worm that ain't going to walk again, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That was a burner. John, how's your week shaping up?
But it's been a great week. We run around the Capitol all the time, and things are starting to slow down. I stomp around, as the senator will tell you, I'm all over the Capitol all the time, but I kind of hit a place last week where my bills have been passed and the governor has signed them. I've negotiated all the negotiations I can do for the budget, and so I was just kind of wandering around the Capitol.
So that's why you came to see us twice in 1 week.
Yeah.
You were bored.
Yeah.
I thought you really wanted to see me,
Representative. I have to keep my hands busy or I get in trouble. And so I'm all over the place. But it is. We're now waiting on the negotiations, really, for the budget to come out. And that's really onto our top guys on the budget. It's kind of out of our hands, and so we're waiting. And we're still pushing what we want. But like the senator and Representative Sturman said, we're kind of waiting to watch now a lot of what to see what the governor's office is going to do, what he's going to sign. And we're coming down. We're pretty close to the end. Mm-hmm. Hope to be home.
Speaking of the end, Wendy, said it earlier. We've lifted a lot of the restrictions, if not all of them, that weren't already lifted as far as COVID is concerned in the state. General, first of all, I want to get your reaction on that.
I think it's great. I'm ready to get back to normal. I think Oklahoma's done better than most other states have. We got a treasurer's report yesterday that said that the state had been able to grow 3.8%, I think it mm-hmm. was, from this time last year. So not only have we come through it, I think better than most states, we've come through it successfully and had the opportunity to grow through it. And I think that's great to see. I'm just glad to be able to go places and see people and be a part of crowds again. And because that's kind of my, I guess, MO when we shut down and had to go home and just be by ourselves. I don't function well like that. Mm-hmm. So,
Senator Daniels, your reaction to all this? Long time coming, huh?
Well, just so appreciative of Governor Stitt and the way he handled this and our Department of Health. I mean, we had our ups and downs like everyone else, but Oklahoma's attitude from the very beginning was that we were going to try as best as possible to keep life as normal as possible. I think that's why our economy has bounced back. And I'll tell you, I was with a group of legislators from other states this last weekend, and the ones coming from the states that are still locked down, they act like they've got battle fatigue. And we stand around talk about what it's like in Oklahoma, and they're truly amazed, and they're very, very envious. They want so much. And I think in some states it's artificially imposed, this continued lockdown. So, yeah, I'm so grateful to be here. Of course, we know Bartlesville bounced back because a couple of weeks ago I got 4 invitations to fundraisers, all of them going back face-to-face.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I thought, who will be brave enough? You know, our chamber was brave last July have a face-to-face gala. But that's a good sign, is when not only they want your money, but now they want to give you a party before they take it.
Well, there you go.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, Wendy, you know, you kind of tipped it off. I really want to get back to this, too, as well. A sense of relief. I mean, we're all about personal freedom. We're about making choices for ourselves. This is right. This is just the right time, I guess,
absolutely,
for all this.
It is. I'm glad to see it. I am so thankful to have who I think is the greatest governor in the country, and thrilled to be an Oklahoman.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Governor, I want to get your reaction on this, too, because, you know, as we mentioned, you have a lot to do with tourism and people coming to and from the state and doing business here in the state. This has got to be a hallelujah moment.
Well, it is. I mean, you're getting your summer back in the state of Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a good thing for the tourism industry that was hurt really more than probably any other industry, because, you know, a lot of the tourism industry was literally shut down across the country, mm-hmm. and across the world. Lost about $1 trillion over this past year across the world when it came to that tourism industry. Oklahoma's fared pretty well. We were the first state to reopen. Our state parks stayed open. Our lodges over last summer were shut down. But we had 2 million more people visit our state park system last year versus 2019. If you think about that. So Oklahoma, we really kind of told people that, you know, you could social distance in Oklahoma, you know, come to Oklahoma, you could do it safely. And because of that, we saved a lot of jobs during a COVID year. And to the senator's point and our representatives, you know, our budget, we're in a different position than a lot of these states that are still shut down. And they have battle fatigue, not in Oklahoma. I mean, in Oklahoma, we are open. Our economy is doing better. We need to continue to help these small business owners. And one of the best ways to do that is to continue to shop local. You know, do your tourism vacation. Do your vacation this summer. Do one more trip inside the state of Oklahoma. Don't go to Arkansas. Don't go to that state down there to the south of us. You know, do one more trip. inside the state. That's thousands of more dollars that are circulating around our economy versus another state. We want those people coming into Oklahoma, spending their money, and then going home. We want that too. But shopping local is going to be very important this summer.
And Wendy, of course, shop Collinsville, right?
Yes, well, of course. And Bartlesville.
And Bartlesville.
And gotta everywhere get you in between.
A little bit in between. There we go. Now, Wendy, I want to get your perspective. You've had almost the full legislative session now under your belt. Quite the education, isn't it?
Yes, yes. I know a lot more now than I knew about 3 months ago. I went in, you know, a little wide-eyed and very nervous, and I'm, you know, I'm relaxing a little bit now.
Well, I want to ask a question. Is it very different than what you anticipated?
It is no more frustrating than I anticipated. It is actually better. I've enjoyed getting to know the other legislators, the staff. I'm thrilled for our American process, because the government process, the way that it can keep functioning, there's not going to be any perfect solution. Everyone's not going to get along, but I love the process that we have in place to keep it going year after year for, you know, now over 200 years.
And it's quite an honor to be part of that process.
I mean,
we talk about the nuts and bolts and the budget and all that, but especially with the beautiful restoration of the Capitol, very good money well spent, not just to make it pretty, but, you know, to redo the sewers and the electricity and all that stuff. But to go in that building each day and look around and think, I get to be a part of this. Mm-hmm. Thanks to the voters in SD 29, I get to be part of that process. And, you know, at the end of the day, hopefully, you know, each year leave more good than bad in terms of what the legislature's accomplished. So, yeah, we're appreciative.
And, Judd, go ahead.
You can... There's no more frustrating building, I think, than the Capitol we're working in very often. But still, every morning as I'm coming south on Lincoln towards the Capitol, I'm still just in awe of the building. And I'm just proud to be able to pull into that parking lot and pull up and go in. And sometimes I'm on my way to the senator's office, and not or the Senate side or the other representatives. I'm frustrated and I'm head down and I've got this, you know, something to do. And then sometimes you walk out and you're walking through the rotunda and you stop and look up, and there's just this awe feeling of the fact that you're in there, that you kind of forget as time goes on, and it just recaptures you, and it's an amazing place to
and
be.
You get to work with great people. You run around the corner and there's Lieutenant Governor going the other way, and you stop and have a little chat, and we're all it's sometimes not the happiest of families, but it's a good family.
Yes.
Well, a lot of difference between last year and this year. I mean, Judd, you kind of had, you know, the whole place to you guys itself, and now you're sharing it with everybody. It's our people's house here in Oklahoma.
It is. We've discussed that several times this morning. Is, you know, my first few years, just about once a week, there's something that fills the Capitol between FFA Day, 4-H Day, you know, Rose Day, and there's just, and this last year, it's really been just, I think, us and the lobbyists. Mm-hmm. It's kind of lonely in there, but I don't know if we've been able to get more work done or less work done.
We're done with Zoom. We're done with Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
We're ready for in-person.
I actually have to put pants back on and go to work.
There you go.
Well, let's clarify. You always had pants on. You just mean you didn't have the work kind.
Clarifying for you or clarifying for me?
I just want to protect your reputation, Judd. I just want to make sure things are good.
You're listening, of course, to Capital Call, powered by Phillips 66, right here on K1, the one trust. Let's go around to Wendy here. What you got coming up this next week here?
Well, as I just mentioned, tours are starting up again at the Capitol. So I've actually got a group coming, some school kids coming from Collinsville this week. I'm looking forward to that. And they will actually get a tour of the Capitol before visiting both chambers. So that's really what I'm looking forward to.
Senator?
Well, as soon as we sign and die, they're tearing out the Senate chamber. I don't know what's going to be. They redid part of it last year, but I think it's dis, and we're redoing the dais where the presiding officer stands, which is good for me because right now you can't see me over the computer. So they're gonna, they're gonna drop the computer so I can actually survey the room. But anyway, that's what's getting ready to happen on the Senate side.
And Judd, what about for you, young man?
It's going to be another week of waiting, I think. We're still waiting on the budget and following those numbers. We're still seeing what bills are going to come through and trying to maybe push or influence the people mm-hmm. whose desk those are on a little bit, and really trying to wrap up. I'm ready to get back in district. The grass is green, the sun's starting to shine, and stuff to do at home.
Yeah. And Lieutenant Governor, what's on your plate? You got a big day today, and what do you got coming for?
We do. I mean, you know, I cover 77 counties, and I take that job very seriously. So next week, I'm sure I'll be in four or five different communities. We will continue to prepare for the summer. You know, again, our OK Here We Go campaign, making sure that small business owners across the state and our entrepreneurs, you know, there's a number of pieces of legislation that we got done this year through our Department of Commerce to help small business owners, to help entrepreneurs. This accelerator program we're pretty excited about. So we will kind of crisscross the state this summer, the governor and I both. Talking to small business owners, trying to make sure that they can hire more people, and that people that are that can live anywhere in the world now, they know that Oklahoma is the place that they should be living. So we got a big summer ahead.
Plant your house here.
That's right.
I want to thank everybody for being here today. And, of course, welcome back to Bartlesville, Lieutenant Governor. And, folks, you've been listening to and watching our Capital Call right here on K1, the one you trust, powered by Phillips 66.